Get ready to strap in. It's going to be a heck of a ride. It's like drinking from a fire hose. Never a dull moment, but yes, you'll hear the stories you won't hear anywhere else, and we appreciate you being here with us for today. I'm Justin Barclay. Welcome. I think we're ready to go. If you can hear me and see me, let me know real quick. I just want to make sure that I can everything's working good. We got some new stuff here. We got new equipment. We got some new gear, got a new setup. I see Johnny on Facebook. What's up, Johnny? How are you? If you can hear me and see me, let me know you can hear this. And of course, let me know where you're watching from. Let me know so I can give you a shout out there over on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Rumble tonight, even Getter, and now also on Locals. Then we're going to probably be moving over there in just a little bit. But hey, Locals folks, can you guys hear me too? Welcome in with the fun kids, Pam says. Welcome in, Pam. How are you? Good to see you, Abel. Grumpy Marine. Grumpy Marine. First time on Locals listening to a fireside chat. Grumpy Marine. Welcome. Very cool. Matt. Good to see you, brother. How are you? And West Michigan Chevy guy. Good to see you too, brother. How you been? How you been? Terry, good to see you too. Hey, guys. The theme for tonight is World War III, question mark. And that can apply to a lot of different things that we're seeing going on right now. But that is certainly what's trending on Twitter as we speak. And I just thought, okay, let me just go pull something off the Twitter and see what's trending and make that our theme tonight. So we'll talk about that. If you want to talk about it too, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. In fact, if you want to ask me anything, go ahead, feel free to drop a comment, drop a question in, and we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But appreciate y'all being here with us tonight. Let me see. Can I move this just a little bit? Maybe hang on. I don't want to lose the camera. I'm gonna lose the fire back there in the back. That's the fireside chat part. I'm gonna have to find a little bit better thing in the background there. Mandy says she got a notification. Do you normally get them or do you normally not get them, Mandy? Because there's a lot of back and forth on Facebook about whether or not they want us to be seen. Matter of fact, right now it looks like Facebook is barely showing this to anybody. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they don't like, they probably don't like my title. I mean, it's like the lowest number of people I've ever seen in my entire life. That's weird. We have a page that has like 75,000 people, basically, give or take, on it. And it's right now only 20 people on there. Now, we can give it a little bit of time to populate. But I almost feel like maybe I should just change the title and start from scratch on Facebook. Facebookers, if you're watching this right now, I'm gonna start your feed from scratch. Just come back in like 2 seconds. Hey, Jeannie, how's it going? Brenda, Sarah, good to see you. Oh, got a Rumble notification only, Sarah said. Okay. All right, I'm going to shut Facebook down. I'll bring it back. Hang on, folks. That is weird too, because you know what's funny? On Facebook, I actually got a. It was like it. Maybe because I tried to change the title, it got it gave me some sort of weird sort of message that we were offline. All right, let's fire Facebook back up again and see what happens. You know, they're always messing with us on Facebook. By the way, this is a good point. This is a good point. And this is why I think inevitably everything will move over to locals, or will move over to Rumble, or even Getter. Getter is a good platform that's actually performing really well for us right now. Adam's over there. Fireside chat, Adam. Good to see you. Joe Boy. Joe Boy says, I'm on locals listening to Looking Good on Gutter. Getter? Looking Good on Getter. I know that's gotta be the autocorrect. I know. Back on, Sarah says. All right, so I booted everything off. I started from scratch because I felt like either they're not giving us a real number, or they were throttling us big time because of the title that I had in the title. And I hate to say it, but I think that's part of how their algorithm works. That's part of how that. I hate that's the game we have to play on Facebook. I hate that's how it works, but it's very similar to YouTube, and we never had a big audience on YouTube, so I don't really care, but we got booted off of YouTube. And all of these social media companies should be very concerned right now, because you've got a Congress who's at least appears in some ways that is going to take some action on some of this craziness, the censorship, all of the nutty things that are going on. We're already in just a few moments here, we already got a bunch more people that have jumped in on Facebook. Not a huge number, but we did get a decent size. Now, I've also told people to go watch us over on Locals, so maybe we've got a decent number on Locals too. Terry says, I'm weaning myself off of Facebook. I'm serving 30 days in jail with the long rap sheet. I think I'll give up on them. I know. I'm honestly the only reason I go through this quite a bit, but the only reason we're on Facebook still is that that's where a big audience is for us. And that's where a big audience, a lot of people are still there, period, in general, I guess. But, you know, we've got a Facebook page that has, you know, 74,000, 75,000 people at one point on it. And how many people do they show our content to? How many people do they share that, hey, he's on? We're talking. Hey, Julie, good to see you. Cynthia, Jeannie, good to see you. Had a bit of trouble trying to find you to get back in. I'm glad you got back in. Hello from the Tacoma area. Kristen, good to see you. How are you? Mike. Kristen hates Facebook too, but the comments are the best. So people really like the chat in Facebook. I think it might be the favorite for folks who are chatting. I'll give you kind of the behind the scenes. You want to know the behind the scenes of it all? Michael over on Rumble says, all good here in Bradenton, Florida. Good to see you, Mike. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We actually get more people hanging with us and watching our stream on Rumble than anywhere else. In fact, right now on Rumble, just a random Rumble, we have more people watching there than even on Facebook. Now, this is something that we have 2.64 thousand people subscribed on Rumble. And if you have never been over, please go at some point and just check it out. Because if you're only on Facebook, I know you like the chat and everything, but there will come a day. And unfortunately, I think it's probably going to be sooner than later, but there'll come a day when we're no longer on Facebook. And they'll just cut us off. They will just, for some reason, they'll just find a way and they'll cut us right off. And you won't have any warning. Now, you know, the other thing you can do is you can also, there's a couple of things, but you can get my good newsletter. You can sign up for that. If you haven't done it, it's free to get the good newsletter. Use your phone and do the QR code. Scan it, you know, with your camera. Scan your QR code there. Or you can just type in justinbarclay.com. and click on the good news when you get there. I'll leave it up for a few seconds. It's on the screen right now. But the good news letter ensures, because you're being censored, I'm being censored, ensures that we can stay in touch. I can send you a message. I'll let you know when we're going live, like we did today. We did. We sent out a note so people know. So that's one good way to do it. I like to be able to have these extra ways for us to be able to stay in touch. I would always recommend, if you're going to, you know, if you like what I do here, if you like what I'm talking about, if you like what I'm sharing, I would always recommend that you have at least a couple of different ways to listen to me. So you, maybe it's Rumble and Facebook, or maybe it's Locals and Rumble, or maybe it's, you know, Getter and I'd say the Getter people are probably more Getter Twitter, Getter Rumble, maybe a couple of different things there, but probably not Facebook people. Let me just do a quick poll. Anybody on Getter also have Facebook or listen on Facebook? I would say probably highly doubt that. Probably highly doubt that. And Getter, by the way, let's see. I can see we got a decent amount of views over on Getter so far, 122 views on Getter. So Getter might be in the lead right now, but I don't know if this is actually people sticking around, hanging out, or if this is people in Getter that they're just passing through and going. And I don't know how Getter counts their views either, but I do like having multiple ways for people to view. In fact, we're also on Twitch, which I don't know hardly anything about. You know, Twitch is supposed to be a platform that is mainly for gamers, video gamers. So people, they'll play video games and they'll chat with each other. They'll stream it live and people loved it. Is it Gen Z? It's like a Gen Z thing. So they just love doing this stuff. So if that's your thing, that's a good platform. But we're also there just because it's another place we can stream. They've given us a couple of different options and some that we haven't completely figured out yet. Kristen says, it's a bit addicting. Truly, all the Richards and Karens are growing these algorithms I'm following on Rumble and Twitter. That's awesome, Kristen. Thank you so much. Lisa says she's on her fifth account. Won't let them win. God bless the Patriots. There you go. It takes a little. That takes a little more effort than a lot of people are used to. Cynthia says it's great for Rumble. Probably talking about the amount of people we have listening. Yeah, mostly because they don't silence, and I hope Facebook disappears. It may one day. Yeah, I'm just not sure. I mean, I love to be able to still continue to have conversations with you guys, especially on Facebook. I know there's so many people that just love to have. They come together. They've met, and if same with Rumble, we got people over on Rumble that get together and they have dinner together. They'll go out and hang out every once a week, maybe Tuesday nights. I think is what it is. Manny's World says I avoid Facebook. Michael says yeah, I stay off Facebook too. So a lot of people. A lot of people feel that way too. Adam says, I tried Rumble, but I just can't find out how to chat. You want me to show you? Everything is going to look different, by the way. But I'll show you because I like Rumble. And I think this is something that people have a hard time kind of getting wrapping their brains around. And it looks different on everybody's phone. So I don't know what kind of phone you have, but this is what Rumble will look like when you go, if you have a desktop or a computer, this is what Rumble looks like. And the mobile should be similar in some ways. But when you go here, let's just type in justinbarclay.com/Rumble. That's how to do it. And you'll see what's streaming on here, right? You'll see your past, and then you'll see the one that says live. So you click the live. 41 watching. That's not bad for Rumble, right? And then this is how it pops up on my screen. Do you see the chat over here on the right? Live chat. That is where it shows up if you're on the at least for me, I'm on a Mac. I'm on Chrome on here because I have to be for this operation, for this program. And then if you're watching on a phone, this is what it looks like. Let's see if that, yeah. If you're watching on a phone, this is what Rumble looks like. And then the live chat is down at the bottom. Rumble actually, they've done a little bit of work to it. I'm pretty impressed with some of the updates they've done. So if you go to Rumble right now, they have a tab at the top that says live, and we'll show up in there. We actually get a lot of people from Rumble and from Getter, particularly, that come through that are just looking for the live shows. So you can see all these different live shows that are streaming right now. And there's a bunch of, you know, there's a bunch of different shows. But that's how you kind of figure out Rumble. And, you know, look, I know everybody's different and everybody's going to have their preference. And I don't care where you watch. I just suggest that you have a couple, like you have a backup. Because the other thing about as we continue to grow, what I'm noticing is that we've got some great platforms. You got some great folks out there, the Rumbles, the Getters, the Locals. They're trying different things and they're dealing with some tweaks here and there. They're dealing with some issues here and there, but they're working through the bugs. And every now and then there's going to be a bug. So one day there might be, you know, there might be a bug. Nancy says, slow internet. Facebook runs the best. Locals is only spinning for me. So see, there you go. That's the thing is sometimes, and people won't sit through if they have a problem, and I get it. I'm not very patient either when it comes to that stuff. But they're not, you know, they won't sit through things. And so I get it. But Locals is a really good spot. We're actually putting a lot more new content over there. Got to be streaming a lot more. In fact, a little later on, I'm just going to go right over to Locals, and I'm going to wrap up our little conversation over there. So if you want to join us on Locals, see what it's all about. It's free to join. There's two things that people really like about it. It's number one, it's free to become a member. So you get to the exclusive content that we're going to be doing over on Locals without having to pay any money. It's free to become a member, but you can also become a supporter. And for $7 a month, you get all kinds of bonus content. Number one, you will get my show prep. So daily when I will post the stories and the things that we're talking about or that I'm looking at for the day that I'm going to talk about, I'll post that in the morning before I go into the show. So you'll have it. You'll be able to follow along. You know when people are always looking like, hey, what's the link for that video? Or can you send us that video or whatever it might be? Generally, everything will be posted right there in the show prep every morning on Locals. So it's a great, great place. In fact, I'll show you what that looks like too when we go and check out Locals here in a second. But when you go into Locals, there's a page, right? And this is what that looks like. And I'll take this down just for 2 seconds so you can look. You can become a member. This is where it's free. Log in if you already have an account, or you can say, hey, let me view the content first. I don't know if it'll show you the live stuff yet in there. No, it'll just show you kind of some of the other stuff that you, so you just click become a member. It's free. Create your password, sign up for all that stuff, and then you can get in and check everything out. In fact, I'll show you what it looks like behind the scenes here in just a second, but it's another great place. I really like what they're doing, and we're kind of pushing a lot of things over there because they continue to build. They give us an opportunity to allow people to support us, which is really cool for us. It's $7 a month to become a supporter, and if you do become a supporter, you can get all the extra things like chat, like right now, Abel and Matt and Shelly and Terry and Dina, Pam, they're all chatting inside of Locals right now. And they also post some good stuff in there. They're inside the community is what they call it. So I just call it the crew, but inside the community, there's all kinds of extras like Matt and I know Shelly and Dina and Terry posted a video of his dog today, his puppy. And I got to tell you, stuff like that is really cool because we can see things that on Facebook, that stuff all gets, it gets lost. It all gets lost. But over on Locals, it's sort of a more tight-knit group. It really is. And Matt posts all kinds of great videos of other folks on YouTube, preppers, news stories that you may not hear anywhere else. So that's always a good place. It's always a good place to check out some of those cool things. And again, if you do become a supporter, you'll get to chat, you'll get to see all that stuff. Plus, for $7 a month, you'll get all the bonuses, the extras. You'll be able to listen to my audiobook. And if you join as an annual supporter, like somebody did earlier today, and I couldn't see their username. I don't know if they're still, if they like had to go through and fill it out or what. I'm gonna see if I can dig that up because I want to get them a shout out. But when you join as an annual supporter, I will send you a signed copy of my book. In fact, I've got it right here. Here's one. I'll send you a signed copy of this. Good news, hope, and encouragement for trying times. Sign it and send it to you. I'd love to do that. That's like a $15, $16 book. Plus you pay shipping on it. I mean, by the end of the day, I mean, you're really starting to stack it up there. You're starting to stack it up there, guys. So that's another way you can hang out and join us again. If you've got a chance to click that QR, you can do that, or I'll leave it up for a few more seconds. You can just go to justinbarclay.com/locals. And speaking of the folks in locals, let's check in on them real quick. We were going to talk World War III tonight, and I know Matt's got some thoughts on that. I'm sure Shelly's got some thoughts. Dina's got some thoughts in here too. Yeah, that's probably the biggest, if I can, Pam says, you can't get booted or censored on locals. It's censorship free. Now, they tell us like the freed bird, like Twitter is censorship free, but is it? I had a guy send me an email the other day that was like, hey, your posts are being censored. I can prove it to you. And so he kind of like walked me through. Now, I don't know if I'm 100% sure that I'm being censored on Twitter, but I know the capability is always going to be there. And it's not because of just Elon, but like some of those guys that were programming things at Twitter are still there. Some of the things are left behind from before. They're still trying to like untangle, kind of like Christmas. You remember Christmas lights when you're trying to pull those out of the box? You got to untangle them and figure that out. So I think some of that stuff they're still working on and trying to figure out. And it just to be a matter of time before they finally get to everything. But you cannot get booted. You can't get censored over on locals. It's just not going to happen. It's Aries. Oh, dear. I don't know if I can show this picture, but it's great. They said, this is what got me 30 days off at Facebook. Pathetic. And it's a picture of a bunch of different balloons. I'm not saying like, I don't know if I can show it because I'll get banned. I just trying to figure out how to get this on the screen from where it's sitting. Because I got two different screens here and I got my locals chat over here. It's just a picture of a bunch of different balloons and then a picture of Hunter Biden in a scarf and his tidy whities hanging from it. That's the, yeah. Hey, first of all, who got their tidy whities in a bunch like that was so upset with that somebody had to complain about that. Somebody had to get upset about that. Dina says, I have Getter in Facebook, but prefer locals for firesides. I like that. Dina, you'll have to tell me what your screen name is over on Rumbles. Pole Barn, good to see you tonight. Are we heading to World War III? M. Boulder says, I read the Russian mobilized their nuclear ships for the first time in 30 years. Also, them and the Chinese are getting very friendly with each other. Scary times. What are your thoughts, Justin? Well, I think we're already there. Is that what you... I don't know if you wanted to hear that or not, but I think we're already there. I don't think people realize how close and how much things are hanging by a thread these days. You've got all the physical stuff when we think about war right now. You got all the physical stuff. The invasion in Ukraine, Russia in Ukraine. You got America, the U.S., along with NATO, the rest of Europe, backing Ukraine and sending $100 billion. I sent an email out earlier today. This is incredible, the number to me. It's over $100 billion now. It's over 100, but it's they are guessing that it's going to be anywhere from 115 to $200 billion. Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States will send an additional $10 billion in economic assistance, they say. $10 billion. Well, here's another $10 billion for you. So that brings the total up to, like I said, anywhere between 115 and 200 million. 115 and 200 million for how much they've spent. And I say million, I meant billion, excuse me. With a B. With the B, here's Yellen talking about this. In fact, this is a perfect example. 10% for the big guy. Don't forget. Don't be lost on any of that. 10% for the big guy with all this, too. I mean, don't leave
it. Is making Ukraine's resistance possible by supporting the home front, funding critical public services, and helping keep the government running.
Can you guys hear that? I just want to make sure you can hear that. We got some settings changed over here today, and I want to make sure that you can hear. But this is a great point. Somebody just said, Pam said, what about the $10 billion for hurting Americans? Imagine if they just took a portion of that money. Just took a portion of that money and gave it to the folks in New Palestine right now. Was that Yellen? Yeah, that's Yellen. $10 billion extra. That's just a portion of that money right now to the folks that are hurting in East Palestine. But this is the difference, America first versus America last.
In the coming months, we expect to provide around $10 billion in additional economic support for Ukraine. Putin himself thought he would achieve a victory at minimal cost, in the words of CIA Director Bill Burns. 1 year later, Putin's war has been a strategic failure for the Kremlin. Ukraine still stands. Economic assistance.
By the way, Crumpy, you joined locals today. That was probably you. Are you the annual supporter that joined today? Congratulations. I was trying to figure out your name, but it wouldn't tell me earlier. It was just like at and then blank. So at Grumpy Marine. Welcome in. Hang on. There you go. Woo! Very, very cool. Hey, Sherry, good to see you on here too. So the question is, what about World War III? And my question or my answer is, I think we're already there. So we were just talking about the money, the infrastructure, part of that deal, and you add in the tanks. Okay, so now they're a couple of weeks back, it was tanks. We're going to send tanks over. Tanks are coming. Well, I mean, then they're talking about fighter jets. So it's like, I mean, if you're Russia, do you think the United? I mean, what's your do you have a line that you've drawn? Do you think the United States really isn't in this? Because we're all in. We just don't have people there. Well, I mean, maybe we do, but with the boots on the ground, how many troops? I don't know how many it would be, but we probably got people there doing things. But they're not officially supposed to be there. So what's the next thing to draw us in further? I mean, China and Russia are working together. In all of these countries, they want to see the fall of the United States. In fact, all of these folks that are, we'll just call they call them globalists, okay, but I don't really like that word. Because it kind of sounds a little, listen. No. Little tinfoil hat-ish. Matter of fact, let me see if I can. Let me get my hat out here. Hang on. You got yours on right now? Yeah. It kind of sounds a little tinfoil hat-ish, doesn't it? The globalists. Because you're like, who are these people? Let's just put it this way. It's people that don't like America. America is the only country, it was the first of its kind, really, the only country in the world, with the last line of defense. We're the only country in the world that's set up the way it is, where the people, the power comes from the people. it all comes in every country, in every form of government. The power ultimately comes from God. That's the way they look at things. Monarchies, previously, the power came from God, then down to the monarch, the king or the queen, and then trickled down to the people. But we flip that on its head. Our founders flipped that on its head. So what happened is it goes, power comes from God, ultimately comes from God down to the people. Then the people, through electing representatives, etc., they give the power to government. They give authority and power to government. It's not like this anywhere else in the world. And in fact, because of the freedom, because of the liberties that we have, because of the way this whole thing was set up, they want to. And I say they. Who is they? Again, who is they? This is everybody who is not for our way of life. And by the way, it's not just people outside of this country. The biggest threat are people inside this country right now, the people that are inside America that don't like the way this country is. They don't like the way it was. Now, they may have been lied to. They may have subscribed to Marxism. They may have felt like, well, you know, this is just not a great country for whatever reason. Oh, it's built on the backs of slaves, which is not true either. It's colonialist, you know, all of this. You know, all of this, just all of this rhetoric that's built around tearing down this country and how great it is. So are we in World War III? Yeah, I think we're already there. Is it coming? No, I think we're already there. I don't think right now it looks like anything that we're used to seeing. I don't think it looks like, you know, the tanks, the bombs, the jets, although we've seen some of that recently here, haven't we? What does World War III look like and what will it look like? Well, I can give you a couple examples, and then I'm going to switch over. We're going to jump over to locals because I want to spend some time with them tonight. But folks on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Rumble, Getter, come on over and join us over on locals so we can finish this conversation. But what does it look like? I mean, we're already starting to see attacks on infrastructure. We've seen that all in the last several months, whether they be attacks or accidents. They have just coined a new phrase. People, I see people asking about the tinfoil hat. Okay, let me put this up for you. You want one, you can get it. QR code available now. JustinBarclay.com/store. You can get one. They're discounted. Oh, by the way, you can take 10% off. 10% off for the big guy on everything in the store right now as we speak. JustinBarclay.com. So 10% off for the big guy with promo code big guy. Come on, man. Yeah, I think we're already there. And those attacks are a piece of it, right? We don't know. We're in a place where either civilization is, you know, collapsing in front of our very eyes. And like literally we're watching that happen right now with things that are either, you know, coincidence. Do you believe in that anymore, by the way? Do you believe in coincidence anymore? I mean, I used to, but at the same time, gosh, now things really feel like they're, I don't know. They just really feel like they're intentional. Like, I don't think you got this guy running around right now in Europe. He could barely climb up the steps. Poor guy, barely make his way up the steps in the airplane. I'm talking about Biden right now, but you know, I mean, he is not well. Anybody else would be like elder abuse, right? You'd think like, what are they doing to this guy? He's supposed to be the leader of the free world. He's supposed to be the one in charge. And I don't know, folks. I mean, what do you think? What do you think that's intentional or a coincidence? I don't know. All of this stuff, as you start to add it up, I think over time, I just come to the determination that as weakened as we become, and he's weak, as weakened as we've become, it is because of things like that. I was looking at World War III earlier, and over on Twitter, the trending stuff, and you want to see the steps first? Yeah, I don't laugh at this because I'm actually there is a funny one that I shared earlier today, and I don't know where it is, but I'll see if I can find it for later. But I don't actually laugh at this because that's the president. That's the leader of the free world. That's the guy who's supposed to look strong in front of the rest of the world. He barely gave a wave when he's getting up that thing. I tell you, man, I don't like to see that. Not only for our country, but I also don't like to see that, you know, for the strength of the rest of the world. I don't want to see that type of thing happen. It's I got a problem with it. And, you know, I don't like the guy, right? You know, I'm not a fan. But I have a hard time watching that stuff. I really do. I really have a hard time watching it. Anyway, I guess I'm not going to be able to find this one. I was going to play this clip for you. I wanted to play earlier that I found. But I think it might be already. For some reason, I can't find it. So you've got the attack incidents. You've got possible cyber attacks that could be a major issue that could take down. We see that every day. Attacks from Russia and China, in all these different places. What if they took down, they were able to take down some cyber infrastructure? What if they were able, in fact, we've seen that already. Remember when the computers just went down and the FAA had to cancel flights and whatnot? Maybe we've already seen it. And we see what happens when these things, these so-called accidents, do happen. We've seen the people are on their own. They are on their own. Folks in Ohio are getting an up close personal look at that right now. So that's how I think World War III at least will start to, that's what it'll look like on the surface. There is more. Some people are asking about Russia and China and a couple other things in the chat. If you're watching and you put something in the chat on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Getter, wherever it was, I will answer those questions. I'll go through and answer them over on Locals. And we'll stick on as long as I can. I got some stuff I got to do later tonight to get ready, but I'm going to jump over to Locals right now. So one more time, join us on Locals. You can use the QR code. We'll finish up the conversation over there, or you can just go to justinbarclay.com/locals. justinbarclay.com/locals. And it looks like they actually put the link in the stream on Facebook too. So come on over and join us. Hey guys, if you want to join us on Locals, my Getter friends, come on over and join us, justinbarclay.com/locals. I'll put the link there in the chat over on Getter as well. And then one more, I think we've got to folks on Rumble. We got a decent audience on Rumble tonight. Rumblers, Lady Blah Blah, good to see you. Come on over to Locals and join us. Andrew Stuff, he's a local subscriber. Come on over, guys. We're gonna go hang out over there for a little bit. So, all the Rumblers. All right, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. If you can't make it over to Locals, if you can, we'll finish up this conversation about World War III. Then, God bless. Make it a great night.
I need new conspiracy theories. All of mine have come true. Whether it's the original T-shirt that launched and started it all, or any of the new gear, T-shirt, hoodies. All of the cool stuff we have in the store at justinbarclay.com/store. Anything you buy not only helps support what we're doing here, getting the word out, sharing the truth and the stories that matter most, but also helps spark some much-needed conversation when you're out and about talking to people. My new favorite, obviously the Justin quarter zip. Yeah, that's great, but I love the brand new One Nation Under God hoodie and t-shirt that's available in multiple sizes and colors. You can grab them right now at justinbarclay.com/store and get geared up today. Thank you for your support. We're talking about shortages now on children's medications. Well, we've seen shortages on everything, folks, from toilet paper, children's medication, food shortages. Eventually, we're going to be faced with food shortages. It's coming, and sooner rather than later. Get prepared. Now, I never want to make you feel afraid. I never want to invoke a spirit of fear here. I want you to be empowered. Think about what may be coming down the road so that you can get prepared for your family, for your friends, for your loved ones. Go to preparewithjustin.com and take a look at my Patriot Supply. They've got food and gear for nearly every need. You know, whether it's natural disaster or man-made, or in this case, Biden-made, World Economic Forum, made national disaster, whatever it might be, these things are coming. Disaster will strike at some point, and we can get ready. My favorite motto is prepare like it all depends on me and pray like it all depends on God. Get ready with my Patriot Supply when you go to preparewithjustin.com. That's preparewithjustin.com. Go today and save some money. Plus, get ready no matter what's coming. Mike Lindell has done it again. Well, the inventor of my pillow, of course, and my sheets, Giza Dream sheets, and the slippers and the bathrobes and the towels and everything Mike has at MyPillow has come up with something brand spanking new. It's MyPillow 2.0. Now, I have been sworn to secrecy. About a month and a half or so back, Mike told a small gathering of folks what he was working on in an undisclosed location. It was my pillow 2.0. It's the same great pillow that you've known and grown to love, but with new and improved technology. You know, you're always tossing and turning, trying to sleep at night, unless you have a my pillow. And occasionally when you do wake up, you are searching for the cool side of the pillow. Well, you'll always be able to find it with the new patented cooling technology, all part of my pillow 2.0. When you go to mypillow.com/Justin, you can save. Buy one, get one free on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free on the MyPillow 2.0. Plus, you'll save big 80% off when you use promo code Justin on just about any and everything else inside the store at MyPillow.com/Justin or MyStore.com/Justin. You can help support this great American, Mike Lindell, by grabbing some of those sheets, grabbing the towels, maybe even grabbing slippers. Valentine's Day is on the way. Grab something great for your sweetie. I got the slippers for Liz, and she is going to love them. Plus, MyPillow mattresses. Yes, you can grab a mattress now and sleep in style. But sleep knowing that you have helped fund this effort to save the country. And, of course, you help support our program at the same time. It's a win-win-win for everybody. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, and, of course, this program as well. Thanks to you and Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com/Justin. Promo code Justin. The Reawaken America Tour is coming to Miami, Florida, and Trump Doral. Yep, it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Get a full list of all of the folks who'll be speaking, including General Flynn, Clay Clark, of course, Mike Lindell, many, many others who have spoken at every event. They've crisscrossed the nation trying to wake people up. It's time. Go to timetofreeamerica.com to request your tickets. Or text 918-851-0102. Now, you can name your own price on these tickets. They'll work with you. They're not trying to break the bank. They just want to get the word out. The Reawaken America Tour coming to Trump Doral, May 12th and 13th. Time to Free America. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com today. And the Bible tells us that we will face trials of all kinds, folks. They're coming. How can you face them with a little hope, with a little joy, with a peace beyond understanding? My wife and I know this. We've been through it. The ringer with our little girl. Our first was born 27 weeks. She was born a little early. God had a different plan. We felt a peace through it all. Talk about her story, and I share what sustained us through it all and gives me the perspective, the hope to fight and continue, no matter what we face in the coming days. We've seen the worst from the World Economic Forum. We've seen our very own government turn on us in a lot of ways. We've seen economically what can happen in this country and even more on the horizon. You don't want to think about those things. They are coming. But how can you get prepared to fight against it? Now, I've talked about ways you can physically do that, but how do you prepare your mind? How do you prepare your soul? How do you get your family ready? That's why I wrote my book, Good News, Hope, and Encouragement for Trying Times. I want to share the good news. I want to show you how to spot it, create it, and share it with others in your life. Well, of course, if you want to grab a signed copy of the book, you can get it right now. I'd love to send it to you. Go to justinbarclay.com/store to get your copy. justinbarclay.com/store. I'll sign it, send it to you, and get it in your hands. We just got a new shipment in, and I'd love to give you a copy of my book so that you can get the good news today. Make it a great day. God bless. Thank you for being here today. Don't forget to share. Follow me everywhere at Mr. Justin Barclay on all the platforms at justinbarclay.com. You get my good newsletter. We can stay in touch no matter what happens with big tech and social media. And let's continue to get these stories out so that people can hear the truth. Why does that matter? Well, when you hear the truth, you can make the best decision for you and your families. And that's important. And no matter what happens, folks, my peace, my home, doesn't come from my circumstances. It certainly doesn't come from the people that are in the White House or in Washington, D.C. My peace, my hope, my joy is from someplace altogether much bigger. Keep your eyes focused on Him. God is still on the throne. God bless.